Today is October the 20th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are our advocate, so beloved, Christ alone and the door through which we want to enter. You are eternal life, our Father, and God alone. You're the healer, Emmanuel. You are Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, our Messiah and so mighty. You are near to us right now, omnipotent and the pearl of great price. You're the quieter of our souls and the rock on which we lean. You're the Son of God and the Son of Man, the testimony across the sky in your manifold witness, unmatched in your brilliance. And you are the vindicator for all of us. You are the Word, the expert in education and Yahshua. Lord, you're the zenith over everything that lives. And we pray to you because you are great. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for your kindness. Thank you, our Father, for placing us in the public schools. I pray for my brothers and sisters today that their hearts are warm towards the children and that everyone touches a life in some way for you. We thank you, Lord, for all of this, and we ask it in the precious and perfect name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Matthew 10 now, and what is it that Jesus was saying when he spoke these words? Well, Jesus sent out his disciples, instructing them the Word of God, Matthew 10, verses 5 through 15. Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold, nor silver, nor copper for your belt, no bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. And if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly, I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. The Word of God, Matthew 10, verses 5 through 15. And now, my friends, we're going to play a short portion of a song, and then I will read the lyrics for you. And the song I chose today is Great is Thy Faithfulness, sung this time by Chris Rice. So let's listen in, and I'll be back to read these famous words to you.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars and their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the powerful words of Jesus and this incredible hymn about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray each and every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m., and we have based that time on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so today, my friends, we are going to be praying that we remember to begin each day in the Word of God and in prayer. I look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do is to read Don Clark's incredible devotionals. We are in a second series called Love Ladders, and today we are in part 3 of Time for Change in Education. The scripture Don chose is James 1, verse 19. Everyone, educators, should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. The biggest change in Principal Rose Carpenter's life after her personal encounter with God was the increased importance of prayer in her life, taking time to listen and to talk to him. A standout scripture God gave her during her time with him was everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. She realized this scripture described the nature of God, and he was this way in her relationship with him. She realized that she needed to be this way with others. Up until this point, Rose had always been quick to give advice, felt that she didn't have enough time to really listen to others, and was often quick to anger. This changed. She started to truly listen to others. When she took the time to listen and ask targeted questions, new and unique solutions to problems came forth from the students, parents, or staff members who were sharing their problems. She discovered when she genuinely listened to others, they were more likely to truly listen to her. Consensus about solutions was more often achieved. As she took time to listen, she also stopped feeling rushed all the time. As a principal, Rose was required to keep a journal of student, parent, and staff complaints she received. In this journal, she was to note the person, the date, the concern, and what Rose did to address the issue. This was done so that when the director of elementary education or the superintendent received a complaint about the school, Rose could address the issue from her perspective and what had been done about the complaint at the school level. For the first half of the year, Rose would usually have about 4 pages of journal entries with an average of 4 complaints per month. One morning, in her quiet time, her private tutorials with her master teacher Jesus, Rose read Matthew 5, verse 34, and wrote down in her journal, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Rose then wrote down in letter form what she believed Jesus was speaking to her spirit. "My beautiful Rose, when you pray for and love your enemies, you will be earning a doctoral degree from me. You have a master's degree right now because you have been following me in education and allowing me to be your master. but now I want to give you a doctoral degree. I want you to not only be an administrator of excellence, I want to use you to help heal others. I am, and I am the great physician. I want you to be my physician's assistant. Praying for and loving your enemies is how you earn this degree. I loved you when you were doing destructive things to others and yourself. You must now pass on and share this same love. It is what brings true healing. Love always, Jesus. Once again, Rose found herself weeping, and she knew that more God changes were on their way in her life. The first change that came was her reaching out to her estranged alcoholic father, whom she had not spoken to in years. She confessed his sin to God and her own sin of unforgiveness, and finally letting go of what she had carried as a burden for decades. She prayed for him and his salvation daily for 40 days. Then she called and contacted him. She told him that she loved him and had forgiven him and would like to restore a relationship with him. She shared with him her personal experience with God and how it had totally changed her life. In turn, Rose's now aged, ill father shared how he had been sober for 3 years and apologized to her for what he had done to her and her mother. The next change was that Rose began to get to work earlier than usual each day. She began her day alone, behind her closed office door, listening to and speaking out loud to God, thanking him and asking for his help and direction on issues confronting her at school. She also prayed over those in her school complaint journal, asking God to bless them and guide both her and them. She prayed for the many helicopter moms whose children were idols in their lives, who often seemed to be thorns in her side. Within 3 months after beginning this spiritual discipline and routine, the average number of complaints per month went from 15 to 1 or 2, and for many months, none. In the many years that followed at Riverview Elementary, staff members and some of these helicopter moms began coming to Rose and revealing secret personal issues to her. Behind closed doors, many tears were shed as life-changing, difficult personal and professional issues came out into the open. Rose truly became the great physician's assistant, and listening was the drug most often administered, which brought about the greatest amount of healing. The prayer. Jesus, open our hearts and ears to you, our students, our parents and staff. Help us pray for and love our enemies at school. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is by David Bednar. A grateful person is rich in contentment. Amen. And now, my friends, as we close out our precious time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus that we shared today. From Matthew 10, verses 5 through 15, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold, nor silver, nor copper for your belt, no bag for your journey, nor 2 tunics, nor sandals, nor a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. In whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly, I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town." Dear, dear Father, Almighty God, Lord, thank you for your powerful words. Help us, Lord, to be good to all of those we touch today, and help us to bring them the good news of Jesus the Christ through the walk we walk. We love you, Lord, adore you, and lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.